Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Over 1,000 people turned out in the heat to be a part of yesterday's Memorial Day ceremony at Northfield's Veterans Memorial Park. After years of serving as the master of ceremonies, Ken Grissom turned the mic over to Keith Beckwith. Guest dignitaries included...
And we have a very special guest at 102 years old, served in the Battle of the Bulge, Bill Beery.
VFW Post 4393 Commander Bruce Stowe explained Memorial Day flag protocol.
The flag is lowered to half-staff through the morning hours on Memorial Day to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their nation during times of conflict. At noon, the flag is raised to its full height to recognize those who picked up the flag by carrying on the mission for those fallen heroes.
This year's Voice of Democracy speech was by Northfield High School junior Logan Ledman. He took first place in the state, earning him a trip to Washington, D.C., where he placed seventh in the nation with his speech, American History, Our Hope for the Future. He began the speech with Francis Scott Key, at that time a prisoner aboard a ship watching the British bombardment of Fort Henry.
On the back of a postcard, Key wrote the first stanza of a poem, ending it with a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? It's a question and a challenge that reaches across the ages.
Ledman's speech took us through all the wars, including World War II, Vietnam.
While the war itself remains contentious, no one can deny the sacrifice of those who came home as veterans and those who came home in caskets. Their generation etched the flag into the nation's soul.
He brought it back to the flag.
As each generation has etched its story into that flag, they created new meanings unique to them. As we seek to write our story into the flag, it is our duty to search for guidance in their example.
The bell rang 48 times this year for the last roll call. The entire ceremony is on KYMNradio.net and was also filmed for NTV. Last evening, three people were rescued from the Cannon River in Bridgewater Township. Rice County Sheriff's deputies responded around 7:15 to two females and one juvenile male stranded in the area of Highway 3 and Telemark Road. 26-year-old Kyla DeBusey, 28-year-old Shantae DeBusey, and 9-year-old Joel DeBusey, all of Northfield, were stranded on a rock bed after their inflatable watercraft deflated. Water Patrol deputies located and rescued all three without injury. The Sheriff's Department was assisted by Dundas Police, NAFRS, and Northfield Ambulance. I spoke with Sheriff Dunn this morning, who said that the group hit some rocks and the craft ripped. All of them were wearing life jackets and chose to stay on a rock for help to come because they didn't know how deep the river was. Dunn also wanted to recognize two citizens, Daryl and Gretchen Touche, who let deputies use their ATVs to search the shore and locate the trio. And an air quality alert has been issued today from now until 8 p.m. in Rice County. Similar to yesterday, burning permits are not allowed in Rice, Carver, Scott, Dakota, Le Sueur, Goodhue, and most southern Minnesota counties. News from around the state is next.